Pivot Point. Kaya Biz.
Well, with the ongoing conversation, so often we always allocate it to land. And of course, when we think land, we think the agricultural capacity that we have in South Africa and crudeness with regard to opportunities for black farmers who want to move into the commercial environment. This is the theme that we'll be unpacking. And joining me for that, I'm joined in studio by Marian Shikwenya, who is from Lemang Agricultural Services, which is actually born out of Harvest Time and fundamentally part of an institution within AFGRI looking to progress black commercial farmers in this particular space. Grace, such a pleasure to have you, and thank you so much. I actually want us to start by understanding the growth of not only Harvest Time, its involvement with AFGRI, but of course Lemang and how it came about, just to familiarize it with Afropolitans.
Thank you so much, Gugu, for having me, and hello to your listeners. Perhaps let me start from where it started, right? In 2012, AFGRI saw the need in support of obviously their vision for enabling food security in the continent. They saw the need to establish a entity within AFGRI to support the growth of new entrants, which we term new era farmers within the agricultural sector. And that support came in the form of training, mentorship, technical advice, financial services, and so forth, right? Fast track to 2014, when the merger between AFGRI and AgriGroup happened, and the competition tribunal sort of imposed certain conditions where AFGRI undertook to invest an amount of 90 million towards training or towards development of new era farmers, and also some socioeconomic or community initiatives. And out of that, and truly, Gugu, this is a good example of private sector initiatives that really works, because there was a forum that was set up out of the government departments that are stakeholders, DEF, DTI, economic development, and another one, rural development, where we came together and we said, how do we spend this 90 million rands and who do we channel it to? And out of that, so many successes came out, and therefore we saw the need to streamline our support for farmers that are very near to commercial stage, because out of that initiative came a lot of farmers that graduated from new entrant into commercial, near commercial stage. And therefore, Lemang Agricultural Services was set up to really, really support those farmers in growing their businesses and making sure that they are profitable.
Mm. Actually, I would like to get more insight into the environment with regard to who can become or what kind of scale of operational capacity are we talking about when we talk about commercial farmers? Because I can try to secure 1 hectare of land and think I'm amazing with my avocados and potatoes, but there's a lot more that goes into it, right?
Absolutely, Gugu. So if you look at, so it obviously depends on what commodity you're farming.
Sure.
If we look at the grain environment specifically, which is something that AFGRI is very strong in. If you're going to farm in grain, you obviously need scale. So the farmers that we look at within the Lemang Agricultural Services space, you know, it's farmers that have at least 100 hectares upwards. And it's for obvious reasons. I mean, grain, you really need scale. But in terms of other commodities, it really depends on profitability. And if you're able to really come up with models that make the farm work, you know, horticulture, for example, you need much, much lower hectares than that. And as I said, Lemang Agricultural Services would be the vehicle that focuses on the larger farmers. And within AFGRI, we've got other divisions, such as Harvest Time, which will continue to exist, and that entity will support your small scale, because we believe that in order to drive food security across the continent, we really need to touch on every farmer within the country and the continent.
Exactly. And each player within the value chain does need some kind of assistance and, of course, collaborative efforts in order to address the challenges that we're facing. Afropolitans, we are in conversation with Marian Shikwenya, who joins us from Lemang Agricultural Services, a subdivision of AFGRI under Harvest Time. I'm glad that you actually touched on the theme regarding new era farmers and, of course, these new entrants. So that clearly covers a wide variety and what large scale regarding transformation from a gender point of view, racial, or even if it's age, as we see younger audiences also finding a keen interest to move into the agricultural environment. Given what you've seen through Harvest Time and the initiatives that Lemang is trying to undertake, Provide us with a quick overview, though, firstly, of the commercial farming environment in South Africa. Are we seeing green shoots of opportunity, or are we still lacking when it comes to the fundamentals regarding development?
I think, Gugu, if you look at the, and I would want to particularly focus on the graduates. And when I mean graduates, I don't mean people who come out of school, but I mean farmers who graduate from being small scale or new entrants into commercial farming. Obviously, there isn't a lot. And I think it's because those farmers face very, very difficult challenges, you know, access to affordable funding, not just funding. And I think there we really need to start looking into collaborative efforts, you know, public-private partnerships where government says, we'll come in, we'll subsidize, you know, in terms of making sure that their financing is affordable, the cost of financing is affordable. You know, new era farmers also face, you know, obviously in terms of yields, you know, they struggle because they inherit or they're beneficiaries of land that is obviously obtained through the redistribution processes where maybe the farmers at that stage were not really reinvesting into the farms, and therefore the lands are not really productive and you need to bring them back into productive levels. And within Lemang Agricultural Services, obviously we provide those precision farming services where we're able to say, well, this is how we correct the soils and so forth. So soil correction, very important. And that brings me to the next element, which is that, you know, in order to be profitable, you really need to be improving the yields, you know, and we need innovative ways on how to combat that and how to combat drought impact and so forth.
I was about to jump onto that because you're getting new entrants who are clearly dealing with an environment which is uncharted waters, because we've had water shortages and droughts in South Africa, the ongoing look at investment and into technology. So how, what kind of support and how do we evaluate this for new era farmers together with Lemang and the support that you get from AFGRI overall to actually tackle this multitude of issues and challenges for individuals who are very new entrants to this particular market?
And I think, Gugu, for us, that is specifically what Lemang is strategically positioned to do. We've seen what works. We've seen what is successful. We've seen what it takes to take a farmer from one level to the next level. Yeah. We've bent our fingers somewhere along the line. So I believe that we are strategically positioned to work with government, to work with other parties, to work with other stakeholders, you know, to come up with, like you say, innovative ways to assist the new era farmer in terms of increasing their yields, accessing the market, marketing their products better, and so forth. Yeah,
I can't let you go without talking about success stories, because surely there must have been some of those who, you know, started literally from the bottom and have, you know, bloomed and groomed to be these successful commercial farmers. Are there some examples you can share?
Absolutely, Gugu. I think for me, the broader success is also very important. I mean, if we look at how we've been able to grow our reach, you know, the number of farmers that we've been able to touch ever since this initiative was implemented, the number of women that we've been able to bring into the program, and a very, very big focus of our initiative, and specifically the president of this country, youth employment. I mean, if we look at the percentages that we've got in terms of youth employment, 8.4% of the farmers that we have are youth, 26% female. I mean, and we pride ourselves in those. But particularly one farmer that we really feel that, you know, we don't share the success stories enough, Gugu, and they're there. You know, a lot of the times when you speak about land expropriation, and, you know, we're always looking at the negative. But I think for us, we've got a gentleman by the name of Solomon Masango, who started out at, you know, farming around 200 hectares on a land in Carolina in the Mpumalanga. And now, ever since we've been involved in his farm over a period of 2 years, he grew his productivity from 200 hectares to around 450 hectares.
Wow.
And, you know, he's achieving yields of around 1 point something hectares, 1 point something ton per hectare of soya. I mean, that is commercial yields if you look at it. I mean,
sure. No, definitely. And I do want to also very briefly also touch on the elements regarding, of course, many of these themes, land expropriation. And of course, for someone who's listening and is keen and eager to actually participate in commercial farming, what do they need to know? How can we empower them to get in touch with Lemang and actually develop and grow even further? But firstly, is land expropriation an issue? And how are you tackling it from AFGRI, given the feedback that we've had today in Parliament?
Gugu, we are involved in the discussions through industry bodies, and we welcome the president's move to involve private sector. We believe that with public-private sector participation, we will get to the solutions.
Sure. For someone who's keen on commercial farming going forward, I've got 10 seconds. How do we contact you?
Our website, www.afgri.co.za. Within there, you will find a link to Harvest Time and to Lemang Agricultural Services.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. And sharing positive stories about farming and excellence across the board when it comes to the agricultural space. New era farmers, if you are someone who wants to leap into the space, PRV needs a little bit more support and guidelines to understand how to do so competitively on a commercial scale. Harvest Time and AFGRI overall is the organization to speak to. A big thank you to Marian Shikwinya, who is from Lemang Agricultural Services.